10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Yeah. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
Yeah. What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here. Bridges for picture frames, padlock with all our names, just like we planned it. Just like we planned it. Coach on the
Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're grounded. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round of afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, I'd ride around too. Really, that'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make a most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dude. I'm a dude, always on the up and up. She gon' tell her friends that the goat has been hitting the rub. Had to sneak away for a sec while the chunk of bump. Bumpin' that fun, yeah, so I stay lit. I don't need a cheat to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out when the grind out to the piff like nah. No smoke, I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope, but she can keep me cool, calm. That's
and
dope.
I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking and my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable.
For all the times I gave up midway,
all of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus I'm still hungry, need templates. So relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track.
Okay.
His story lines up with his glory, all facts.
All
and
facts.
I'm just knowing so thankful for that.
Thank
when
you.
I realized where he took me from, I cry. Cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none.
Hey,
finally
none.
See a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more.
Just 30 more seconds.
Whoa, no. Way up, way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me standing in line. You're only serving lies. You got something to hide. We gon'
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
It's the series finale between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds on a beautiful day in Midland, Texas. Hi, everybody, and welcome in a Momentum Bank ballpark. The Frisco Rough Riders coming off a tough loss last night, getting walked off by the Rockhounds 5-4 in 10 innings, and they look to force a series split with a victory today over these Rockhounds. It's the final game of this six-game series, and it's also the final game of this 12-game road trip for the Rough Riders. Frisco would not only force a series split, they'd force a road trip split with a win here today, and they turn to Wyatt Sparks on the mound, making his second appearance for the Rough Riders. It's his first career double-A start as well. The 6-foot, 295-pounder is 23 years old. A Springfield, Missouri native, was a former 23rd-round selection by the Rangers in 2018, and he pitched in the opener of this series out of the bullpen, throwing three innings of shutout baseball, allowing two hits while striking out none and walking two. He earned the victory in that game, an 11-2 win for the Rough Riders. And he looks for another strong appearance here today in this series. He's expected to probably go around that three-inning mark again here today, not expected to be a full start. Kind of another bullpen day, just like we saw in the opener of this series. So we'll see how far Wyatt Sparks goes in this game. Joey Estes gets the start on the other side for Midland. He started in the opener for the Rockhounds of this series. The Palmdale, California native, just outside Lancaster, California. The 21-year-old is one of three 21-year-old pitchers in the Texas League this year. 6'2", 190 pounds. He's making his sixth appearance this year and his fifth start on the season for Midland. 0-3 with a 4.71 ERA. 21 innings, 21 strikeouts to 7 walks. And in that opener in this series, he allowed 4 runs over his 4 innings on 5 hits. He struck out 5 and walked 4. The Rough Riders will look to get to him again here today in Game 6 of this 6-game series. Yesterday we got to catch up with Kellen Strom, Rough Riders outfielder, who had a great game 2 days ago before we talked to him, and then right after we talked to him, he had a great day as well yesterday. 3-for-4 with a double, 2 RBIs as well. He's hitting 6-for-18, or 6-for-12, I should say, here in this series. He's hitting at a .500 average, so really good series so far for Kellen Strom, and we split that interview into two parts. You'll hear part two of the interview with Kellen Strom coming up on the pregame show. The Rough Riders and Rockhounds getting set for Game 6 of 6. Frisco at 13-13, Midland at 14-12 this season, and it should be a fun matchup here in the series finale. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday afternoon. Kellen Strom joins the pregame show next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders! Yesterday we caught up with Kellen Strom, Rough Riders outfielder. Here's part two of that interview with the Eugene, Oregon native.
Joined by Rough Riders outfielder Kellen Strom. Now, with this being your second year, and you think about the championship from last year, and how do you see your role here on this team in the clubhouse?
I hate saying that I'm the old guy, but, you know, a couple guys left early. So now being kind of, not the vet, but one of the older guys, it's kind of fun being, you know, a guy that people can come talk to and, you know, winning the championship last year. We kind of have some of the same guys, but a lot of new guys. So it's kind of, I'm not going to say they look up to me in a way, but it's always fun having these young guys and because they always, you know, push the older guys to be better and stuff. So hopefully we run it back. I know it's going to be tough, but I think we can do it.
I don't think we've actually had the chance on microphone to talk about that final game of the year last year. It was one of the craziest games that I've ever seen. And in terms of games that you've played in, how wild was that final game of the season?
I think it's going to have to rank, I think number two. I remember in high school we came down from an 8-2 deficit in the semifinals. But, yeah, that game was pretty cool, you know, just, you know, seeing all the guys at the end celebrating and, you know, being able to share it with those guys and the skipper and, you know, the pitching coaches and stuff like that that aren't here now. It's just fun, you know. I want the guys this year to be able to do that and have that opportunity to hold the trophy at the end.
When you look back at your the final out of the season, making that catch, talking to Jared Gettert about it last year, he said, "I was happy he caught it with two hands. It made me feel a little more secure." What was going through your mind when that ball was in the air?
My mom always taught me from a little. She was my first coach, and she said, "Catch everything with two hands." So I thought I had to do it. But I normally catch things with one hand, but that was a kind of a special opportunity to do that. So I had to do that and secure that out, and, you know, the rest was history.
You're a very unique story where your mom was actually your first coach, and she was a very good softball player at the University of Oregon. What was it like? What kind of coach was she growing up?
She was kind of hard on me just because she knew that I was, you know, one of the more developed guys and the young guys. So it was hard. There were some tensions when I was little, but, you know, it was all out of love, and she definitely made me who I am today. So I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be able to be coached by such an amazing athlete.
When you look at this road trip for the Rough Riders, 2-week road trips are always tough. How important is it to come out and at least force a split, if not win, this last series?
Yeah, we've been, you know, not. I think we've been getting pretty unlucky with just games. We've been playing really hard and hitting some good balls. And just not getting the results and not getting the W's. So it's definitely hard to stay on that track and keep doing it. But I think as a group that we've been doing a really good job. And, you know, we always like winning series, but at least splitting series. Because everyone's good in this league and everyone's talented. And, you know, it's just kind of who wants it more. So it's just kind of, it's nice having a group of guys that, you know, are young and that want to do good and want to win. So it's nice to have this kind of group.
We're joined by Rough Riders outfielder Kellen Strom before the Rough Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Kellen, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio. You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to the Riders Radio.
Frisco getting set to take on the Midland Rockhounds in Game 6 of 6 on this beautiful Sunday in Midland, Texas. It is just perfect baseball weather. Right now, 86 degrees, sunshine up above, just a slight breeze blowing from right to left across the field. We're almost set for baseball. Let's get to the starting lineups for today's game. And we start with the Frisco Rough Riders. 13-13 on the year. Carlos Cardoza brings out this lineup for today's game. Evan Carter is out in center field. He's leading things off. Luis Angel Acuna is the shortstop, hitting second. Dustin Harris is the DH. He hits third. Thomas Sejesi at second. Kellen Strom is the right fielder. Nick Tanelu at first base. He hits sixth. Bottom third of the order, Chris Cease in left, Jax Biggers at third base, and Scott Capers is the Rough Riders catcher today in the ninth spot. Once again for the Rough Riders, it's Carter, Acuna, Harris, Sejesi, Strom, Tanelu, Cease, Biggers, and Capers. Wyatt Sparks gets the start for Frisco, his first career double-A start in this series finale. And here's the lineup he'll face for the Midland Rockhounds at 14-12, as announced by manager Bobby Crosby for the A's organization. Cooper Bowman is the second baseman leading things off. Then it's Lawrence Butler in center field hitting second, and Brett Harris at third base hitting third. Daryl Hernandez, who had the walk-off single last night, is the shortstop hitting fourth. Denzel Clark is in right field hitting fifth. And Logan Davidson is at first base today in the sixth spot. He has two home runs in this series. J.J. Schwarz then DHs. In the seventh spot of the order, William Simonite is the catcher, hitting eighth, and Chase Calabui grounds out the order in the ninth spot in left field. Once again, it's Bowman, Butler, Harris, Hernandez, Clark, Davidson, Schwarz, Simonite, and Calabui, the starting nine for the Midland Rockhounds. Joey Estes makes his second start of this series. On the other side for the Rockhounds, it's the number 21 pitching prospect in the Rockhounds, or in the A's organization, I should say, getting the start for Midland. Last night, the Rough Riders fell on a real heartbreaker. They led 4-0 over these Midland Rockhounds. A home run from Luis Angel Acuna in the second, or in the first inning. He then doubled home a run in the third, and then Kellen Strom had a two-run single in the third inning as well. That made it 4-0, and then Midland came back slowly but surely. Two runs in the fourth on a two-run shot by Davidson, and then an RBI single by Michael Goldberg in the seventh. Another RBI single from Logan Davidson in the eighth inning tied the game against Nick Starr. Then, after a 1-2-3 ninth by McDowell, Daryl Hernandez, a walk-off single in the tenth inning. The Rough Riders had a chance to score in the ninth inning when Thomas Sejesi and Kellen Strom had back-to-back singles in the ninth, but Jax Biggers popped up a bunt to the pitcher, Chase Cohen, who made a sliding catch and then threw back to second and then to first for a triple play, a play that was number five on SportsCenter's top 10 yesterday. And that was a big pain for the Rough Riders to suddenly not be able to score in that ninth inning and then fall 5-4. That is behind us now, though. We go on to the series finale. Rockhounds taking the field out in front of us, and we are just about set for baseball. Rough Riders and Rockhounds, first pitch is coming up right around the corner after these messages on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with the multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com.
Is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive, deep down the left field line. Forget it, way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day. He makes the sliding catch, and the Rough Riders are playoff bound.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
It's time for the series finale between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds, and the first pitch to Evan Carter is a check swing fly ball foul left side, and we are underway in Midland. 1-0-2 with the game's first pitch on this gorgeous day, 86 degrees and sunny, as Joey Estes has his sign, winds back and deals. Carter swings, fouls it straight back, and it's 0-2 on the Rough Riders center fielder to begin the ball game. 6-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. Couldn't have asked for much better temperatures and much better conditions for this finale. 0-2. Carter takes low and off the outside corner. It's one ball and two strikes. Evan Carter, Luis Angel Acuna, and Dustin Harris against Joey Estes, who looks over the top of his glove, winds, and the 1-2. Carter swings, pops it up, left side of the infield, foul territory. Simon Knight, the catcher, towards the Riders' dugout, and he runs out of room. A foul ball. Still one ball, two strikes on Carter. Evan just 3-for-15 in this series. It's been a tough road trip for him overall. Just 10-for-44 during this 12-game road trip. .227 average. Estes, the right-hander, winds in the 1-2. Just outside, Carter takes, and it's two balls and two strikes. He still has been getting on base, though. He's walked 10 times in the 12 games. 11 coming into today. 2-2. Carter swings, fouls it straight back, and it's still two balls, two strikes. Joey Estes in the opener of this series started against the Rough Riders. Allowed four runs over four innings, I should say, with five hits. Struck out five and walked four. The Palmdale, California native deals in the 2-2. Swinging a line drive to center field. Butler coming on, and he can't make the catch. He has to play it on a hop. Evan Carter singles to start things off in the first inning. No one in the Texas League hits the ball to center field as much as Evan Carter does. And he singles to center. First batter of the first inning. His up-the-middle percentage is the highest in the Texas League. Well, Luis Angel Acuna in from the right side. First pitch he saw yesterday, he homered the opposite way. First pitch, he takes high and inside, one ball, no strikes. Acuna playing in his 27th game of the year, hitting 316 with a pair of home runs, 21 RBIs. most on the team, and 824 OPS. Throw goes over to first base, and Carter's back in with a step and a dive. Acuna has knocked in 5 runs in this series. He's also stolen 4 bases. He's 14 for 14 on steals, second in the league. Estes delivers, a check swing and a miss. Acuna tied up on a pitch up and in. 1-1. The only man with more steals than Acuna in the Texas League is playing second base right now for Midland. That's Cooper Bowman. He has 15 steals in as many attempts. Right-hander ready from the stretch in the 1-1. High and inside. 2-1. Defense behind Joey Estes today. Chase Calabuig in left, Lawrence Butler in center, and Denzel Clark in right field. Brett Harris has third. Hernaez at shortstop. Cooper Bowman at second. Logan Davidson at first, and William Simonite catches. 2-1. Acuna takes high and inside. 3-1. 92-mile-an-hour fastball from Estes. Road gray uniform tops and bottoms for the Rough Riders today. Red double R ball cap. On the other side for Midland, it's the home whites on top and on bottom. The 3-1 inside for 4. Rough Riders with a base hit and a walk to begin things in the first inning, and Dustin Harris climbs in. 2 aboard, nobody out, no score.
No bad. Number 2, Dustin Harris.
White tops, white bottoms for Midland. Navy ball cap. Frisco trying to find the scoreboard in the first inning, which they've made a habit of. In this series alone, they have 5 first inning runs. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Harris fouls it back into Simonite's glove, and it's 0-1. The Acuna home run yesterday, providing 1 run. 3 runs 2 days ago in the first. And then a run in the first inning in the opener of this series, an 11-2 victory for Frisco. Estes steps off the rubber, resets things. Harris 5 for 20 in this series. He scored 7 runs. He also has a homer. 0-1 pitch. He swings, pops it skyward, foul back behind home, and it's 0-2 on the Riders' designated hitter, getting a day off in the field in this finale. Pulse side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. Nate Dietrich has balls and strikes behind home plate. Chris Presley Murphy, our crew chief, down the first baseline, and Ben Engstrand, our third base umpire today. 0-2. Swinging a high fly ball, shallow left center field. It comes back onto the infield. Daryl Hernaez under it. Infield fly rule in effect. He makes the catch anyway. One out, and Thomas Sajacy stands in. Rough Riders and Rockhounds no score. Runners at first and second in the first inning. Sajacy had himself a 4-hit outing in the opener of this series, and he slowed down a little bit since then, but he can't expect that to keep up. He's 8 for 22 in the series. First pitch. Over the heart of the plate for a strike with a first pitch breaker, and it's 0-1. Carter and Acuna with great speed on the base paths. So JC, a couple half swings out towards the hill. Estes from the stretch. And he delivers. So JC fouls it away right side 0-2 with 1 out and 2 aboard. Estes making his 6th appearance on the year, his 5th start of the season with Midland. He's advanced a level every single year from A ball to high A, now here to double A. Stretch in the pitch. High and tight, bends him back. He matrixes the fastball high and inside, and it's 1-2. Before the 2022 season, was traded from the Braves organization to the A's organization in the Matt Olson deal. Stretching the 1-2. High and inside. 2-2. And he and Ryan Cusick have been really good pitchers coming out of that deal for the A's here at the double-A level. Cusick pitched really well in game 2 of this series against the Riders. 6 1/3 shutout innings. So JC calls time. 2-2 on the Riders' second baseman. This year, Estes, 21 strikeouts in 21 innings. He's walked 7. A lot of home runs. 4 homers in his 5 outings. He stretches, looks back towards second, brings in the 2-2. Fouled back. So JC stays alive, and it's still two balls, two strikes. So JC singled in the ninth inning yesterday and was on second base for the triple play that Midland completed in the ninth. The 2-2 is lined in a right center field. Butler giving chase, coming in. It's the right fielder Clark who makes the catch and fires all the way to third on one hop. Nobody advances. Fly ball out to right center field. Two outs for the red hot Kellen Strom. So JC was at second for that triple play. Strom was at first. It was a pop-up on a bunt attempt from Jax Biggers that went back to the mound. Ryan Cusick made a sliding catch, or I should say Chase Cohen, the pitcher, made a sliding catch coming off the hill and then got up and threw back to second, and then the throw went to first, and it was a triple play. That was with a tie game in the ninth inning as well. Rough Riders did not score. Went on to lose in 10. The pitch is a ground ball. Hot shot to short. Hernandez fields and flips underhand to second base for the out. And the side comes to a close in the first inning for the Rough Riders. A fielder's choice ends it. No runs for Frisco on a hit. No errors, two left on. Bottom of the first inning coming up, and it's the Double-A debut as a starter for Wyatt Sparks when we come back. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Wyatt Sparks makes his first career Double-A start on the mound for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the first inning. No score between Frisco and Midland. Cooper Bowman in from the right side against the right-hander out of Springfield, Missouri, who winds back and deals home. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1 to Bowman, the second baseman, who's 4-for-16 in the series with a home run. Sparks quickly back into his wind, the 0-1. Low of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. We saw Wyatt Sparks in the opener of this series throwing three innings scoreless baseball out of the bullpen. 1-1 pitch. Change up top of the zone for a strike. 1-2. The Sparks came in after Grant Wolfram and his spot start just lasted, 2/3 of an inning. And his first career Double-A action and his first time pitching since 2021, he was thrust in the first inning, the 1-2. Low of the zone, and it's two balls and two strikes with the bases loaded and two outs. He was able to retire the first man he saw. Here's the wind back in the 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out off the outside corner with a slider. Wyatt Sparks has his first career Double-A strikeout, and there's one away. Lawrence Butler steps in. That first man he faced was Logan Davidson, got him to ground into a fielder's choice. And then through three shutout innings, he did not record a strikeout in that appearance, though. Left-handed batting Butler, the pitch. Inside to Lawrence Butler, and it's one ball and no strikes. 0-0 our score, bottom of the first inning. Sparks wheels in the 1-0. Swinging a ground ball right side. Tanalu makes a nice backhanded stop at first. flips underhand as Sparks covering his position at first base, and he beats Butler to the bag for the second out. Brett Harris steps in from the right side. That was a really tough play. Tanelu went to his right and then went down to both knees, picking above his head with his backside almost on the ground. First pitch to Harris. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders and Rockhounds, no score. Harris got the day off yesterday, the 0-1. Low off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. A .317 hitter on the year through 22 games. 1-1. Swinging a soft roller, third base side, down the line and foul. 1-2. Let's introduce you to the Rough Riders defense behind Wyatt Sparks today. It's Chris Cease out in left field defensively. Evan Carter in center and Kellen Strom in right. Jax Biggers at third. Luis Angel Acuna at shortstop. Thomas Sejasi is at first base. Or at third, at second base, I should say. Nick Tanelu at first. Scott Capers is the Rough Riders catcher today. A gorgeous day for baseball. 86 degrees and sunny in Midland. Harris back in from the right side. Here's the wind and the 1-2. Swinging a foul off Capers back behind home. It's still 1-2. Scott Capers jumping up and down and a little bit of pain on that foul ball. And Harris back in. Slightly open stance. High blue socks. Sparks the 1-2. High drive. Deep left field. Cease going back to the warning track, looking up at the fence, and it's gone. Third home run of the season for Brett Harris. And it's 1-0 Rockhounds. That ball was crushed. Daryl Hernandez steps in. 1-0 Midland, the pitch. High and inside, 1-0. Hernandez had the walk-off single yesterday in the 10th inning. The 1-0. Popped up, right side, foul territory. Tanelu over towards the tarp, and he runs out of room. Foul ball, and it's 1-1. Right before the walk-off single, the pitch before, Tanelu had a pop-up in foul territory. A tough play, but he reached out and with just a little bit of room, it went off the tip of his glove at the warning track on the right side. And the very next pitch was the walk-off single, the 1-1. Swinging a high fly ball to right center field. Kellen Strom back a couple steps. Now comes trotting in, and he makes the catch to retire the side. But a home run for Brett Harris on a 1-2 pitch makes it 1-0. Rockhounds out in front into the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A Brett Harris solo home run makes it 1-0 Rockhounds. We go to the top of the second inning. That's our score. Nick Tanelu, Chris sees Jax Biggers due up for the Rough Riders. It's 6-7-8 in the Frisco order. Joey Estes on the mound allowed a couple base runners in the first inning, a hit from Evan Carter, a walk to Acuna, and then retired the next three in order to get out of the inning. First pitch to Tanelu is high and inside. 1-0 Rough Riders first baseman, 2-for-9 in the series. He's made a couple late appearances in the series defensively at first base. The 1-0. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. And this time he gets the start here in the series finale. Playing his 13th game on the year. 1-1 pitch home. Takes a strike on the upper edge outside corner, and it's 1-2. He calls time and steps out. The Rough Riders at 13-13 coming into this game. Midland at 14-12. Rough Riders in second place, one game back of these Midland Rockhounds. 1-2. Tanelu takes low. 2-2. This has been a very well-played series between these two teams. A couple blowouts in the first two games. Wind back in the 2-2. Strike three call to the bottom of the zone with a slider. Tanelu down looking. One away on the first strikeout from Joey Estes. Chris C. steps in.
Congratulations goes to the band in section 14, row O.
C. looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0 for his first 12.
Now batting number 6, Chris C.
After the Rough Riders won 11-2 in the opener of this series, the pitch. Cease watches just low off the outside corner. 1-0. Rockhounds came back with a 7-0 win in game 2. And then won 11-6 in game 3. The 1-0. Just off the plate away. 2-0. Frisco won it 4-1 in game 4 on a very well-played game. Probably one of the best games of the year. Jack Leiter, 6 shutout innings in that game. The 2-0. Cease watches outside. 3-0. And then yesterday, Rockhounds at the walk-off win, 5-4 over the Rough Riders. Cease open stance right side, the 3-0 pitch. Down low and inside for 4. A Cease aboard with a 4-pitch free pass. One out, runner at first, 1-0 Midland, and Jax Biggers makes his way to the plate in the second. Biggers had a monster series in Amarillo. He hasn't quite been able to live up to those standards here in this series so far, but still 3 hits. The pitch. Just away, and it's 1-0, missing with a fastball at 91. Biggers hit homers in 3 games in a row, including a grand slam in Amarillo. Stretch in the 1-0 pitch. He swings, fouls it back off of Simon Knight's glove, and it's 1-1. Still over his last 9 games, hitting just under 270, with an over 1,000 OPS, 12 RBIs in those last 9 games for Jax, all 12 of his RBIs in the season. Estes from the stretch, and he fires over to first. Cease back in safely. Cease is a bit of a stolen base threat. 3 steals on the year in his many attempts. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a hard line drive into right field for a base hit. Cease had to get out of the way of it back towards first base, and he moves up to second. Now Jax Biggers has himself a single to right field, and Scott Capers makes his way in. It was a line drive right at Cease on his secondary lead off of first base, and he had to move out of the way of it, and instead of going towards second, he moved out of the way to his left back towards first base, so he had to stop his momentum and then sprint to second to make sure he got to the bag. Runners at first and second and 1 out. Scott Capers in from the right side. Here's the stretch. And the pitch in. Check swing roller up the first base line. Estes off the hill, bare hands, and waits for Capers to come to him. Caper starts backpedaling towards the plate, and he just tosses onto first base for the out. Cease down to third, Biggers to second. Not what Capers meant to do, but it moves the runners for the top of the order in Evan Carter.
Now batting number 11, Evan Carter.
Carter in from the back of the left-handed batter's box. Single to center in the first inning. Midland leads 1-0, top of the second. Estes ready from the stretch, he fires. Just off the outside corner with a fastball. The first offering, one ball, no strikes. Well, Scott Capers and Evan Carter hitting back-to-back in the Rough Riders order. They have both had a lot of success this year. Capers in less plate appearances. The pitch is inside. It's two balls and no strikes, but still a lot of success for the Riders catcher. They both have a 926 on-base plus slugging coming into this game. That's tied for third in the Texas Rangers minor league organization. 2-0. Just low, three balls and no strikes. First base is open. You have to deal with Luis Angel Acuna, who's on deck, though, if you put Carter aboard. Biggers leads from second, Cease from third. Right-hander stretch in the pitch. It's down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 3-1 on Carter. Carter still leading the entire Texas League and the Rangers organization in walks with 25. 3-1. Fouled away, left side.
That's a State Farm agent, Abraham.
Three balls, two strikes on Carter, two outs. It's not a force play, so the runners will not take off on this pitch. That's just trying to work out of the jam. Rough Riders trying to take the lead with a base hit. The offering. High with ball four. Bases loaded for Luis Angel Acuna. 26th walk of the season for Evan Carter. Acuna walked in the first.
Luis Angel Acuna.
And Chris Smith, the pitching coach, out of the dugout. He's going to go chat. Joey Estes has walked his third already. He came in with just seven walks in 21 innings. Three walks already through the first two innings of this game. Rough Riders have hit well with runners in scoring position this season. Better, at least, than their average overall. Evan Carter, one of the best in all minor league baseball, ninth in the minors, hitting ridiculous 458 with runners in scoring position. He doesn't up his batting average or RBI count with that, but he does walk to load the bases for Acuna. And Acuna is not a bad secondary guy to have in this situation. He's driven in five runs this series. Bases loaded, two outs. First pitch. Strike on the upper edge outside corner. And it's 0-1. Acuna homered yesterday. His 21 RBIs lead the team. 1-0 Midland in the second. Here's the stretch from Estes in the pitch. Acuna swings, sends it high in the air to right field. Denzel Clark back a couple steps. He's under it. He makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the second. No runs for the Rough Riders on a hit. No errors and three left on base. Bottom half of the second inning coming up. It's Midland 1, Frisco nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the second inning in Midland. Rough Riders leading, or I should say trailing 1-0 to the Midland Rockhounds. Denzel Clark steps in, Logan Davidson to follow, and then J.J. Schwartz after that. Wyatt Sparks back on the mound. The right-hander winds and fires. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. If you've been following the Rangers organization and you don't necessarily know the name Wyatt Sparks, the wind back in the 0-1, low, and it's 1-1. Quite frankly, you wouldn't be alone because he hasn't been on the field very much since being drafted in 2018 in the 23rd round. The 1-1. Swinging a ground ball right side, right to the first baseman. Nick Tanelu, who fields up into the belly, tosses underhand to Sparks over to first base in time for the first down. Logan Davidson steps in. Two homers this series for Midland. 1-0. Rockhounds lead in bottom of the second. This is just the 13th appearance over the last 4 years for Wyatt Sparks. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Swinging a line drive to right field down the line. It's in there fair. Strom cuts it up and fires it back in. And Logan Davidson has a single to right field. J.J. Schwartz makes his way to the plate. 1-0 Midland. And that's not really even including 2020 when nobody played. And if you include that season, he didn't pitch in 2018 after he was drafted, didn't pitch in 2020 because of COVID, and didn't pitch in 2022 because of Tommy John surgery. First pitch to Schwartz. Iron inside, 1-0. Only one appearance in Spokane in 2019 at the short season low A level. And then he had a bone spur in his right elbow and missed the rest of that season. 1-0. Inside. 2-0. And then started the first 10 games for Down East in 2021. And then had a right elbow injury and had to undergo Tommy John surgery. So he joins the Frisco Rough Riders as a 23-year-old. Stretch in the pinch. High and inside. It's 3-0. Having pitched under 50 innings in his minor league career, his three innings that he threw in the opener of this series in his Double A debut gives him exactly 50 innings coming into this start, his first of his Double A career. The 3-0. Down low and inside for ball four, and it's a single and a walk to put two aboard with one out in the second. 1-0, Midland leads it, and they send William Simonite to the mound. Or to the plate, I should say, as Scott Capers goes to the mound to chat with Wyatt Sparks. So JC from second and Biggers from third join up there as well. With those 10 starts in Down East, a 4-1-2 ERA for the right-hander, a big ground ball pitcher. He'll induce a lot of ground balls with good sinkers down to the zone, sliders away. He allowed one or no runs in 7 out of his 10 starts with Down East. It was his last start that really inflated that earned run average, allowing 7 runs in 4 innings in his final start on July 7th before undergoing Tommy John surgery. He had a 2.95 ERA before that. First pitch to Simonite. Fastball letter high inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rockhounds lead 1-0 on the back of a Brett Harris solo homer in the first. Runners at first and second, one out in the second inning. Sparks peers back, issues home. Low and away in the dirt, Capers blocks. 1-1. So all signs were pointing towards really good things for Wyatt Sparks, and hasn't looked too shabby through his first 4 1/3 Double A innings. He peers in for his sign, he's ready from the stretch. Looks back towards second. The 1-1. Swinging a hard drive to center field. Carter racing back on it. Out of his reach all the way to the wall. Davidson comes in to score. Schwartz on his horse around third. He scores ahead of the throw. And it's a 2-run double for William Simonite. 3-0. Rockhounds leading.
Left fielder
Chase Calabuig stands in from the left side. Still just one out in this bottom of the second inning. 3-0 Midland. Right-hander ready from the stretch in the first pitch. Inside corner, a strike 0-1. Rough Riders 5-6 on this road trip. They welcome Wichita in for a week next week. And then Amarillo, once again, the week after that. I feel like we've seen enough of them. 0-1 pitch. High fly ball out to deep right field. Strom going back. He's at the warning track, still going, looking up, and it's gone. Chase Calabuig with a 2-run homer, and it's 5-0 Midland. Second home run of the game for the Rockhounds. Four consecutive base runners in the second inning yield four consecutive runs. Back up to the top of the order, Cooper Bowman in from the right side. Sparks back into his wind in the first pitch. Slider on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, Midland has gotten to Wyatt Sparks so far. Five runs on four hits, the pitch. Off the plate away, and it's one ball and one strike. Frisco still no action out in their bullpen. Stretch in the 1-1. Swinging a chopper, first base side, foul. One ball, two strikes on Bowman, who struck out swinging in the first double-A strikeout for Wyatt Sparks. Out of the Rough Riders bullpen down the left field line, it's a fight to try and find some shade on this warm day. The 1-2. Low of the zone, two balls, two strikes. There is a bit of an overhang above the bench in the bullpen, but it only covers so much, and there's only so much room on that bench. And then there's some more shade on the far side of the pen. The pitch is a slider inside. Three balls, two strikes. And so there are a couple guys over on the far side of the pen getting some shade from the outfield wall. Well, somebody's up and stretching now in the bullpen. Looks like Juan Mejia. Nope, it's John Matthews, the pinch. Swinging a little looper into shallow center field. Carter coming on, plays it on a hop. Base hit for Cooper Bowman, and it's five consecutive that have reached with one out in the second. 5-0 Midland, on to the second inning. Lawrence Butler makes his way to the plate. Matthews up and throwing. Wyatt Sparks trying to get through this second inning. He's ready from the stretch. And he fires home to Butler. First a throw over to first to check on Bowman, who's 15 for 15 in stolen bases this year, leading the league. Double play depth up the middle for the Riders. The pick. Fouled away left side. 0-1. Butler bounced out to the first baseman, Nick Tanelu, in the first inning. Sparks stretches and delivers home. Swing and a miss. Blew it by him with a slider, and it's 0-2. Just the second swing and miss that Sparks has gotten. One from Bowman on the strikeout and one from Butler. Both have been on the slider. He stretches. And runner takes off. The pitch is fouled straight back. Bowman has to head back into first. Bowman got a very short lead there and then shortened it even a little bit more going back to the first base bag. And then right before Sparks delivered to the plate, he took an extra couple shuffles and then took off. And it ended up being a really good jump. not a stolen base technique I've seen in a while. The pitch is cued off the end of the bat up the third baseline. Sparks off the hill. Bare hands. Wild throw to first. Not in time. Infield single for Lawrence Butler. That's exactly what Wyatt Sparks did not need. It is a weak base hit. Feels like everything's going Midland's way right now. That brings the man who homered in the first inning to the plate, Brett Harris. Harris has driven in five of the series now, and John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, is on his way out. You go talk to Wyatt Sparks. Harris homered on a 1-2 pitch. I have to imagine Goble's just giving some time for John Matthews here to warm up at the bullpen. 5-0 our score. Midland out in front. 5 runs on 6 hits now for the Rockhounds. No runs on 2 hits for the Rough Riders. Frisco had some opportunities in that first and second inning. Runners at first and second, nobody out. And runners at first and second, one out. And both times couldn't push a run across. They also had the bases loaded in 2 outs with Luis Angel Acuña at the plate, and he flew out to end the threat. Brett Harris in from the right side. Runners at first and second, still just one out in the inning. 6 consecutive have reached against Sparks. Stretch in the first pitch. Harris swings, fouls it off Caper's foot back behind home. 0-1. Harris's home run was his third of the season. 20th RBI. Leading the club and runs batted in. Bowman leads from second, Butler from first. Sparks kicks in. Ground ball to the right side. That's through a vacated right side and into right field for a hit. Bowman around third. He comes in to score. It's 6-0. Butler up to second base. RBI single Brett Harris. And that's going to do it for Wyatt Sparks. Carlos Cardoza out of the Rough Riders dugout. And he's going to go get his right-hander. 6-0 Midland out in front. A 5-run second inning. 7 in a row reaching against Wyatt Sparks in this second inning. John Matthews out of the bullpen when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Were your best days in high school? If so, the Rough Riders have a day to honor you. On Thursday, May 11th, get $2 off a ticket when you wear your Letterman jacket to the game and enjoy a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway. Relive your glory days with the Riders and come out for Peekton High School night on Thursday, May 11th. First pitch is at 6:35 on May 11th against the Wichita Wind Surge in a rematch of last year's championship series. For more info, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania native John Matthews takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders. We're in the bottom half of the second inning, 5 runs in for Midland. It's 6-0, Rockhounds out in front. Wyatt Sparks chased from this game after just an inning and a third in his start. 7 consecutive base runners against him, 5 on hits. It's gone ground out to first base, and then Logan Davidson single, a walk, 2-run double, 2-run homer, single, single, RBI single, and Darryl Hernandez steps in with runners at first and second and one out in the second inning, the 9th man up in the inning. Matthews, the right-hander, deals home. Slider on the first pitch in there for a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Matthews pitching in his seventh game for the Rough Riders. 10 innings, he struck out 13 and walked 5. He stretches and kicks home. Inside, he hit Hernandez on the left hip. Oh, man, that's his fourth hit by pitch of the season. Base is now loaded for the Rockhounds, and Denzel Clark, who started this inning, steps in. So Midland is now batted around. Base is loaded, still just one out. Denzel Clark grounded out to first base to begin the inning. 6-0 Rockhounds. Matthews stretches and fires home. High, one ball, no strikes. Matthews started out the season well. Back-to-back scoreless outings and then allowed 3 runs over 2 different appearances against Arkansas. Here's the stretch. And the offering home. Swing and a miss and a nasty curveball low and away. 1-1. Then he had a really tough outing at Amarillo. He allowed 5 runs over 3 innings. That ballooned his ERA to 7.20. That's where it stands now. 1-1. Swinging a high fly ball into right center field. Oh, it was misread by Carter. Strom's going back, though. He's under it. He makes the catch. 2 runners from second and third tag, and Lawrence Butler comes in to score. It's now 6-0. That's 6-0. Sacrifice fly for Denzel Clark. And Evan Carter, when that ball was hit, had no idea where it was. Really lucky that ball was more straightaway right field than into center. Strom was able to make the catch. So 2 outs now, and Logan Davidson stands in. Matthews from the stretch, the pitch. High off the outside corner to the switch hitter, Davidson, who's batting from the left side. 94-mile-an-hour fastball outside. Davidson singled to right in this inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball down low and inside. 1-1. Matthews trying to get out of the inning. That run charge to Wyatt Sparks. He's now allowed 7 runs. 7-0 Midland. Bottom of the second. Runners on the corners. Matthews the 1-1. Inside. 2-1. Davidson, the former Clemson Tiger, 4-for-11 in this series. It's been a menace for the Rough Riders. 2-1. He swings and misses. Pitch off the outside corner, 2-2. And time call. Davidson steps out. Hernandez leads from first. Harris from third. 2-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside for strike 3. John Matthews comes in and plugs it up. But a huge inning. 6 runs on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hits. No Rough Riders errors. 2 left on base. It's 7-0 Midland into the top of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups.
Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
All Midland so far in this series finale. It's 7-0 Rockhounds lead. We go to the third inning. Rough Riders send Dustin Harris to the plate against Joey Estes, who's been sitting on the bench for the last half an hour. After a quick first three half innings, it was a long bottom of the second. First pitch to Dustin Harris. Fastball outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders have had their scoring opportunities. They've stranded five so far through two innings. 0-1 pitch. Harris fouls it back, and it's 0-2. The Rockhounds are the number one offensive team in the Texas League by batting average and a few other metrics. They're also number one in runners left on base this year. One back in the 0-2. Swinging a high tomahawk fly ball into shallow right field. Drifts back onto the infield for Logan Davidson, the first baseman, who makes the catch. One away for Thomas Sajacy, 7-0 Midland, top of the third. Rough Riders are number two in the league in left on base. They're also number one in runs scored. Part of the reason for that, despite their lower batting average, is they have the best on-base percentage in the league. Most walks, the pitch. So JC watched a letter-high fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Frisco's 145 walks are third among non-AAA teams and first in AA. 0-1. On the outside corner for a strike, it's 0-2. AAA has played more games. They started earlier than the rest of the levels, so comparing those stats, not necessarily very fair. 0-2 on Sujacy. He called time, now steps back in. Here she comes. Check swing on a pitch in the dirt off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders collectively as a team have a .360 on base percentage. Really good mark. 1-2, high and tight. 2-2, especially when you consider, as a team, they're just hitting .250. 2-2 toss. Just outside. Estes bounced off the hill thinking it was strike three. Instead, it's ball three. 3-2 to Sajacy. He pinwheels the bat towards the hill. The payoff. Swinging a line drive looped into left field. That's in for a base hit. Thomas Sajacy has himself a one-out single. Brings Kellen Strom to the plate.
No bad for Kellen Strom.
Well, Strom, 8-for-17 in this series with a home run, two doubles. It has been awesome to see him finally turn things around on the offensive side after a slow start. Stretch in the pitch. He swings, lines it hard to right field, right at Denzel Clark. He makes the chest high catch. He didn't even have to move. Man, he crushed it. Right at him, though. Strom shaking his head in frustration. He just keeps hitting it right at defenders. 2 outs. Another hard hit ball. Nick Tanelu in from the right side. First pitch. Just off the plate away. 1-0. Strom is on a 5-game hitting streak. Hitting .500, 10-for-20 during that streak. Over his last 9 games, though, entering into this one, he's raised his batting average over 100 points and his OPS almost 300 points. The offering's fouled back, and it's 1-1 on Tanny. With 2 outs, runner at first in the third. 7-0 Midland. So things are projecting upwards for Kellen Strom. That's exactly what you want to see when you get off to a slow start. He's just hitting 125 through the first 13 games. 1-1. Fouled straight back. One ball, two strikes now on the first baseman. Another hard hit ball for an out for Strong. That's his fifth ball over 100 miles an hour in this series that has ended up in an out. And when you think about that, he's already had eight hits in 17 at-bats. The pitch fouled back. It's now one ball and two strikes. Of course, baseball isn't fair, but if all those balls that he hit hard ended up as hits, he's 13 for 18 in this series, which is utterly insane, of course. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Just off the outside corner, Estes thought it was strike three again. Didn't get the call from home plate umpire Nate Diedrich, who's had a little bit of trouble in this series and his first time umpiring in the set. It was back on Thursday. 2-2 on Tanalu. Here she comes. Check swing on a pitch off the outside corner in the dirt. He didn't offer at it. Three balls and two strikes. And with two outs, so JC will be off on this pitch. Riders trailing by seven, looking to chip away at this deficit. Payoff. Runner takes off. Swing and a drive. Deep left field. Forget about it. Long gone for Nick Tanalu. Rough Riders on the board. They trail 7-2. Man, that ball was hammered. A no-doubter for Nick Tanalu. On a 3-2 pitch, Rough Riders find the scoreboard in the third.
No, batter number six, Chris Cease.
Second home run of the season for Tanny. And Chris Cease makes his way to the plate. Wind back in the pitch. Swinging a fly ball, foul right side. And it's 0-1. Cease walked on four pitches in the second. Oh, one offering. High off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders finding the scoreboard on a home run. Something they did yesterday as well with an Acuna shot. The 1-1. Cut on and missed on a high inside pitch to Cease, and it's 1-2. Cease calls time and steps out. His back right pocket inside out. 1-2. Low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Estes looks in for his sign. The right-hander peers over the top of his glove. 2-2. Low off the outside corner. Three balls, two strikes. Rough Riders have plenty of baseball left in them today. Already trailing 7-2. Payoff pitch. Swinging a ground ball, third base side. Backhanded stop for Harris. Straightens up, fires across, got him. Side comes to a close in the third. Two runs across for the Riders on two hits. No errors, nobody left on base. Two-run blast for Nick Tanalu. And Riders trail 7-2. Going to the bottom of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts.
It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders on the scoreboard, but they do trail 7-2. We go to the third inning. And to the bottom half. John Matthews back on the hill. He faces J.J. Schwarz, William Simonite, and Chase Kalibwig. Bottom third of the order for the Rockhounds. First pitch. High and tight. One ball, no strikes. Two-run home run for Nick Tanelu, putting the Rough Riders on the board. Trailing 7-2 to these Rockhounds in the series finale. The pitch. Check swing, they appeal, and he was able to hold. Two balls, no strikes. So what the Riders would really like to see is a couple innings for John Matthews, maybe even three. He brings in the 2-0. Swinging a drive down the left field line, Cease racing after it, looking up at the corner, and it hits off the fence in front of the Riders' bullpen. Schwarz around first on his way to second. He stops right there. It's a double. Lead things off in the bottom of the third. William Simonite, who doubled in two runs in the second, stands in. The good news is that it's an off day tomorrow. Rough Riders get that extra day for the bullpen to recuperate. Matthews ready from the stretch. He delivers home. Fastball in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. The other good news is that Frisco only used two relievers yesterday, Nick Starr and Theo McDowell. And the day before, they only used three relievers. Stretch and the 0-1. Off the outside corner, one ball and one strike. Ever Bueno is available today. So is Juan Mejia and Tristan Pauley. They can all go multiple innings. The 1-1. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, 1-2. So the bullpen should be fine for the Rough Riders. Those guys are available. Doesn't mean you want everyone to pitch. You would love to see John Matthews eat up some innings here and keep it within striking distance for the Riders. Matthews, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner for strike three. And John Matthews has his second strikeout. One away, and Chase Kalibwig stands in.
Left fielder Chase Kalibwig.
7-2 Midland, bottom half of the third. Runner at second, one out. Stretch on the right-hander's first pitch to Kalibwig. High, one ball, no strikes. Kalibwig left the ballpark with a two-run homer in the second, his third home run of the season. Former San Diego State product. Kalibwig, a three-year Midland Rockhound. The 1-0. A check swing. He went around on a pitch down low and inside. And it's one ball and one strike. Kalibwig, I should say, in his fourth season with the Rockhounds. Playing in his 325th game in a Rockhounds uniform. 1-1. Swing and a miss and a high outside fastball, 1-2. Big-time veteran of the Texas League. Matthews stretches the 1-2. Low of the zone. Two balls, two strikes. The Oakland A's have usually had that philosophy. Everything changed a little bit with COVID. But over the last few years, they've had multiple guys who spend multiple years here at the AA level. 2-2. High off the outside corner. We're full at three balls, two strikes on Kalibwig. The A's and the Nationals, it seemed like, really had that philosophy. They'd keep guys in the organization if they're good folks. And from everything we've heard, Chase Kalibwig is a really good person. great teammate. The A's have kept him around, wanted to be around this team. And he's provided some good punch in the bottom of this order this year. Payoff pitch to him. Inside for ball four. Two aboard, one out in the third inning. Cooper Bowman makes his way to the plate. 7-2, Midland out in front of Frisco.
Second baseman.
Bottom half of the third. Bowman, single and a strikeout in his two trips. Matthews kicks in the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Bowman, the South Dakota native. Went to community college in Iowa and then to Louisville and then was drafted by the Yankees before coming over in a trade to the A's organization. 0-1. High and tight. One ball and one strike. He's the number one rated shortstop in South Dakota coming out of high school. The number two prospect in the state. A little bit different coming out of South Dakota than coming out of Texas or California or Florida. The pitch. Little cue shot off the end of the bat. Back to the hill. Matthews Fields throws onto second for one. Sajacy to first. Got them both. Double play. A 1-4-3 twin killing gets Matthews out of the third. No runs on a hit. No errors. And one runner left on base for Midland in the third inning. We go to the fourth. Rough Riders trailing 7-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at anniversary weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders down 7-2 to the Rockhounds in the top of the fourth inning, and Jax Biggers starts it off for Frisco. 8-9-1 against Joey Estes, who winds back and deals. Fastball down the middle for a strike, 0-1. Rough Riders finally got to Estes in the third, a two-run homer for Nick Tanelu. A shot off the light pole in left field. The 0-1. Misses down low and inside. It's one ball and one strike. The ball probably would have been over the in-touch home run terrace at Riders Field. It was a blast. 1-1. Bigger swings comes up empty on a pitch. Dying below the zone, and it's one ball and two strikes. Biggers calls time and steps out. He singled to right field in the second. Scott Capers to follow, and then the top of the order in Evan Carter. 1-2 toss. Biggers swings, tops it on the ground, right side, right at the first baseman, Davidson, who has it head high, takes it himself to the bag for the out. One away, and Scott Capers makes his way in. Midland with 7 runs on 8 hits, no errors. Frisco, 2 runs on 4 hits and no errors. Capers bounce back to the pitcher. in the second. The offering. High, and it's one ball, no strikes. Let's take a look around the scoreboard in the Texas League. Rough Riders not the only team in action today. Pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. The only teams that are left to play are Amarillo and Corpus. They'll play tonight at 6:05. The 1-1 is drilled foul into the netting left side. 1-2. That's a tough trip back for Amarillo. It's about an 11-hour drive, and they're playing at 6:05. They're not going to get in until the wee hours of the morning tomorrow. Well, Tulsa hosting San Antonio in their series finale. Wind back in the 1-2. Off the plate away. Two balls, two strikes. 5-1, San Antonio leads it. The Missions have taken a nosedive since the Rough Riders song. They're 10-15. 2-2, high and tight. Three balls, two strikes. Wichita and Northwest Arkansas in action against each other. We'll see the Wind Surge next week at home. They're just underway in the top of the first inning. No score. 3-2. Capers swings. It's a high fly ball foul left side. And it's still three balls, two strikes. Arkansas, a 2-1 advantage over Springfield. That's in the third. Capers steps in. The pitch. Fastball away. Ball four. A one-out base runner for the Rough Riders. Capers walks, and that brings Carter to the plate. Carter has reached twice today with a single and a walk. Rangers and Angels will be underway at 1 o'clock on the Pacific time. So 3 o'clock Central time. Martin Perez gets the start in the finale there as the first offering is just low to Evan Carter. One ball, no strikes. Next, the Rangers continue their West Coast road trip. They'll take on the Mariners for a three-game series tomorrow. The 1-0 is hit high in the air out on the left side of the infield. Hernandez, the shortstop, onto the grass, into a slight back pedal, and he makes the catch. Two down. Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the plate. 7-2, Rough Riders trail, top of the fourth inning. Martin Perez gets the start today for the Rangers. He's had such a good season. His mound opponent on the other side. First pitch is a swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-1, Jose Suarez. Perez 4-1 this year with a 2.41 ERA. The pitch. Fastball sears the outer edge for a strike, 0-2 on Acuna. For the rest of the Rangers affiliates, AAA Round Rock and Reno play at 4 o'clock tonight. 0-2. This is away. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, runner at first, 7-2. Riders trail in the top of the fifth. Down east in Fredericksburg play at 6 o'clock Eastern time tonight. So we'll get underway at 5 Central time. And Hickory and Jersey Shore currently playing. The pitch is on the outside corner. Strike three called. Acuna down watching. It's just the second strikeout for Joni Estes. No runs for the Riders. No hits, no errors. One runner left on base in the fourth inning. Home half of the fourth coming up. It's 7-2. Rockhounds out in front of the Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Butler! Rough Riders trailing by 5. Bottom half of the fourth inning. Lawrence Butler starts things off, and John Matthews deals home the first pitch. Swinging a cue shot out in front of home plate. Barehanded by Capers. He whips it down to first in time to get Butler. And there's one away. Brett Harris makes his way to the plate. He's homered and knocked in a run and an RBI single in the second. Riders trailing by 5, 7-2. And there is action out in the bullpen for Frisco as well. Tristan Polly is up and starting to loosen. First pitch to Harris. Fastball inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Matthews could get through the fourth inning. That would be huge for the Riders' bullpen. Oh-1. Low and away. One ball, one strike. Matthews out of Kent State University, where he was a two-way player there. The 1-1. Swinging a line drive to left center field, hanging up for Carter, gliding into the alley. He makes the catch. Riders center fielder tracks it down, and there are two outs in the fourth inning quickly for Daryl Hernandez. 7-2 Midland. Matthews then became a pitcher only after his first season, and it's worked out pretty well for him so far. He looks over the top of his glove and fires in. Hernandez watches a fastball in her half thigh high for a strike. 0-1. After getting drafted in the eighth round in 2019, Matthews pitched in Spokane, the offering. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. He was a starter for those three games in Spokane and then started 11 games in 2021 in Down East as well. 11 of his 24. The 1-1. Check swing, strike at the top of the zone, 1-2. Converted mostly to a full-time bullpen role last year, making just one start. 1-2 toss. Swinging a ground ball, left side of the infield. Biggers picks at third. Pirouettes fires to first. Got him. Nice play by Jax Biggers. And the side comes to a close in the fourth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. So 1-2-3 inning worked by John Matthews. Top of the fifth inning coming up. Rough Riders trailing 7-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, May 14th. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game with a human and also get a doggy bag at the gate with treats provided by Piper's Paporium. See you at Bark in the Park Sunday, May 14th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride.
Woo woo!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bring the beat in!
New pitcher in this top of the fifth inning for Midland. They lead it 7-2. Dubin Feltman takes over on the mound for Joey Estes, who allows two runs in his start over four innings on four hits. He struck out two and walked four. And Dustin Harris calls time before he even gets up to the plate. It's Dustin Harris to start things. Thomas Ajayi and Kellen Strom to follow, 3, 4, and 5. First pitch, he bunts it down the third baseline and foul. 0-1, trying to beat the shift. Harris has popped out twice today, once to short, once to first. Series finale of this Rough Riders six-game series and their 12-game road trip. 0-1, high and tight. One ball and one strike. 5-6 on this road trip. The pitch. A high pop-up again on the left side of the infield, foul territory. The catcher, Simon Ike, there to squeeze it on the warning track in front of the Rough Riders dugout. One away in the fifth. Thomas Ajayi stands in. He singled and scored in the third inning on the two-run homer by Nick Tanelu. 7-2, Midland out in front. First pitch. Low and outside from Feltman, and it's one ball and no strikes. Durbin Feltman. The 26-year-old deals, and it's fouled away right side. One ball and one strike. Signed as a minor league free agent just a couple weeks ago on April 25th after he was released by the Red Sox. The 1-0. High. Two balls, one strike. Second appearance in this series for Feltman. He had an ERA just shy of 7 in AAA this year. The 2-0. High. Three balls, no strikes with Worcester. And in three appearances so far with Midland. Four runs allowed in 3 2/3 innings. 3-1. So JC swinging a miss and a high fastball. Three balls, two strikes. Six strikeouts in those 3 2/3 for Feltman. Payoff. Swinging a high pop-up right side into shallow right field. Cooper Bowman going back. The second baseman is under it, and he makes the catch. Two outs for Kellen Strong. Rough Riders down 7-2 to these Rockhounds.
For Kellen Strong.
Strong has bounced into a fielder's choice and lined out to right field. He crushed the one to right. Just right at Denzel Clark. First pitch. A check swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Strom back in. 0-1 on him. The pitch. He fouls it straight back, and it's 0-2. Entered into this game 8-for-16 in the series. A homer and four RBIs. And even if he can't pick up a hit in this ballgame today, it's a really good series and a really good road trip for him. The 0-2. Check swing on a pitch away, and he did not go. One ball, two strikes. Feltman looks in. He fires. High off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, bases clear. Riders trailing 7-2 in the top of the fifth inning. 2-2. Low and outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Frisco will return home for 2 weeks and then head out on the road to Arkansas for a week, then back home against San Antonio, and then it's June. Season just flying by already. 3-2. Outside corner, strike three called. Strom down looking. Three up, three down for Dubin in the fifth inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom five coming up. Rough Riders trailing 7-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Count number 29, Denzel Clark.
Bottom half of the fifth inning for Midland, leading 7-2 over the Rough Riders. John Matthews back on the hill for Frisco. He's back into his windup in the first pitch. Fastball ripped in the air to shallow center. Carter jogging in. And the Riders center fielder is there with one hand up to make the catch. One pitch, one out for John Matthews, and he used that to his success in the fourth inning and only threw 8 pitches to get through the order. Nobody warming in the Riders bullpen. This is John Matthews in long relief entering his third inning of work. He deals home to Logan Davidson. At the bottom of the zone for a strike, it's 0-1. He surrendered just one hit on a double from J.J. Schwartz. Now he's back in the third. 0-1. Misses low, and it's 1-1. And this is exactly what you want to see, not only if you're the Rough Riders, but also John Matthews. He had that tough outing in Amarillo. A couple tough outings. His last two times out. 1-1. Inside, it's 2-1. And even going back further than that, he allowed runs in consecutive innings against Arkansas at home as well. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball outside. 3-1. So even if he's able to just get through this and eat up some innings for the Rough Riders, that's huge. Make it easier on their bullpen. Payoff in. Just off the plate away. Ball 4. A 1-out walk to Logan Davidson, who's been hot. And that brings J.J. Schwartz to the plate, who doubled in the third against Matthews and walked and scored in the second against Wyatt Sparks, who was the Rough Riders starter today. He allowed 7 runs on 7 hits in an inning and a third. Matthews from the stretch in the first pitch. Just inside. 1-0. Rough Riders in double play depth. They've already turned one double play today. It was a 1-4-3 twin killing in the third. Matthews nods yes to the sign from the first base side of the rubber. He deals. Runner goes. It's a breaking ball for a strike. Throw to second. Davidson slides in safely. Second steal of the year for Logan Davidson.
That's an optimum stolen base. The fastest cable internet.
Good throw from Capers. Just tough ball to throw on a 79-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Schwarz with a runner in scoring position. One out in the fifth. 1-1 pitch. In the air down the right side. Tanelu, the first baseman, giving chase. Strom running over towards the line. And everyone runs out of room. It's onto the berm. Down the right field line. A foul ball makes it 1-1 and 2 strikes. Gorgeous day here in Midland for day baseball. 89 degrees. It's going to get up to about 93 later on, probably around the time this ball game ends. And if you look around the park, it's pretty good attendance for a Sunday game, but everyone's kind of huddled under the little shade that you can find in the seating bowl. There are a bunch of umbrellas all over the park as well, providing a little bit of shade where there isn't natural shade. The 1-2. Matthews drops down, misses inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Mark Church walking around on the mound out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Here's the stretch. Matthews peers towards second, the 2-2. Check swing on a pitch away. They appeal, and he was able to hold. 3 balls, 2 strikes now on Schwarz. As part of this beautiful day, a soft breeze flowing through this park, blowing out to left field. Normally very windy here in Midland. It's very flat in this park. 3-2. Check swing on a pitch inside for ball four. Back-to-back walks. Runners at first and second. One out. William Simonite steps in.
Catcher William Simonite.
Simonite. 2-run double in the second. Strikeout swinging in the third. John Goble will go out and talk things over with Matthews. Still nobody loosening in the Riders' bullpen. Church was just kind of strolling around on top of the mound. Runners at first and second and one out. If you're just joining us, Midland got on the board with a solo home run from Brett Harris in the first and then put up a 6-spot in the second. Chase Calabwee, a 2-run homer. And William Simonite, 2-run double, the 2 big blows in that inning. And the Rough Riders' lone runs today have come on a 2-run blast from Nick Tanelu in the third. 7-2, Midland out in front. Back out of the mound visit. Runners at first and second and one out. Simonite in from the right side. Matthews peers back to second, delivers. Low and outside, 1 ball, no strikes. Rough Riders have had the offensive firepower to come from behind in games like this. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. Off the plate away, 2 balls, no strikes. Their largest comeback win, just trailing by 2 runs. They've done that twice, most recently on April 23rd against Arkansas. Be a 7-run deficit they would have to erase today. 2-0. Strike with a slider. Inside corner, and it's 2-1. And they'd have to hold them right here on the offensive zone. 2-1 to Simonite. Low and away. 3 balls, 1 strike to the hulking right-handed hitter. Juan Mejia has started to warm in the Rough Riders' bullpen officially. He's throwing. Matthews from the stretch with 1 out and 2 aboard. The 3-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball left side. Pass to diving Acuna into left field for a base hit. Davidson to third. He holds. And the bases are loaded. Chase Calabwee in the 9-hole to the plate, already with a homer today. And all eyes on Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, who's on the bottom step of the dugout. Talking with bench coach Trip Keister. And here he comes. That's going to do it for John Matthews. Bases loaded, 1 out in the 5th inning. Rough Riders trailing 7-2, and Juan Mejia will come out of the Rough Riders pen. Pitching change in Midland. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Juan Mejia comes out on the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 7-2 in this top of the fifth inning. Bottom half of the fifth inning, I should say. Bases loaded, one out, and Chase Calabwig due up. Left on left. Right-handed batting Cooper Bowman is on deck at the top of the order. Juan Mejia, between Frisco and Hickory, has thrown 8 1/3 innings and has not allowed a run. He's only surrendered 6 hits. 4 strikeouts and 1 walk. Bases loaded. First pitch. Calabwig swings, lines it to right field for a base hit. Davidson comes in to score from third at station to station baseball. Everyone moves up 90 feet. It's 8-2.
Second baseman, Cooper Bowman.
The run charge to Matthews. Bases still loaded for Cooper Bowman. Bowman 1-for-3 today. He has a home run in this series. Stretch in the offering. Off the plate away, 1-ball, no strikes. With the bases loaded this season, here's the stretch. And the 1-0 offering. Swinging a ground ball left side. Biggers makes a sliding stop. Throws home for one. Capers to first. Not in time. Beautiful play from Jax Biggers. Slid to his left. Made the play. Got up. Spun. Threw home. Got Schwarz at home plate on the force out. Simonite to third. Calabwig to second. Bowman on the fielder's choice. Beats it out at first base on the potential double play. And Lawrence Butler stands in, bases loaded, 2 outs. Only 1 grand slam this year. It was from Michael Goldberg for Midland. The pitch. Breaking ball in the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. 76-mile-an-hour curveball. Mejia peers in for his sign. He's got it in the pitch. Another curveball over for a strike. 0-2. Big ground ball pitcher. Doesn't strike a lot of hitters out, but gets those grounders. He stretches in the 0-2. Swing and a miss on the check swing. No, he was able to hold. And it's 1-ball and 2 strikes. Looked like he went around. One ball, 2 strikes. Bases still loaded. Mejia trying to get out of it, only surrendering the 1 run. 8-2 Midland. Bottom of the fifth inning. Stretch and the 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball tagged down the right field line and foul. Still 1-ball and 2 strikes. Good speed at first and second, not so much at third, but that's the only one that doesn't matter. Butler 1-for-3 today with a single. 1-2. Low off the outside corner. Capers blocks. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Butler has struggled in this series, just 3-for-20. He came in on absolute fire, hitting well over 300. 2-2. Curveball hit in the air, foul right side again. He got away with one. And it's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. That was a hanging curveball right in the middle of the plate. Butler was out in front on it. Fourth curveball he's thrown in this at-bat. Seventh pitch coming. 2-2. Swinging a little looper down the right field line. That drops in fair, rolling down into the corner. Simonite scores. Kalibwig around third. He comes in. Bowman stopped at third. It's a 2-run double for Lawrence Butler, and it's now 10-2.
Third baseman, Brett Harris.
Brett Harris climbs in. Bowman at third, Butler at second base. The line is now closed on John Matthews. Eighth man up to the plate. Mejia delivers. Harris swings, lines it up the middle into center base hit. Runner from third, Bowman comes in to score. Butler getting waved home. The throw's not in time. Two more runs coming to score. It's 12-2. Two-run single for Brett Harris. He's driven in 4 today. Jeremy Eierman pinch hits for Daryl Hernandez. In from the right side. He'll go out to shortstop most likely as well. And the first pitch is high and away. Back pick to first, not in time. 12-2 our score. Midland leads. John Matthews allows 3 runs over his 3 innings, and Juan Mejia is allowed 3 runs so far in this frame. The pitch is swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Actually, only 2 runs for Matthews. There's 1 runner eliminated at home plate, so 2 runs for Matthews, 3 for Mejia in this 5-run inning. The 1-1. Top of the zone for a strike. 1-2. 12 runs on 12 hits for Midland in this finale. Best offensive team by batting average in the Texas League. Mejia ready from this stretch. And the 1-2. Hit in the air, foul right side. And it's still 1 ball, 2 strikes. And it's been all Rockhounds in this game. It's going to hurt the Rough Riders' run differential a little bit. Here's the stretch and the 1-2. Swinging a ground ball left side of the infield. Acuna backhands it short. Long throw across the diamond in time to get Eierman. And the side comes to a close in the fifth. 9 men up to the plate, though. 5 runs across on 4 hits. No errors and 1 runner left on base. Top of the 6th inning next. Rough Riders trailing 12-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate College Night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for College Night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trailing 12-2 to the top of the sixth inning, and Nick Tannelu leads it off in the sixth. The first pitch, low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Five-run inning for Midland in the fifth. Here's the wind back in the 1-0. Low. Two balls, no strikes. Tannelu providing the lone offense for the Rough Riders today. Two-run home run in the third. His second home run in a Riders uniform. Durbin Feltman back into his windup, and he delivers. High, three balls, no strikes. Rough Riders facing one of their biggest deficits of the season, trailing by these 10 runs. 3-0. Misses high and inside for ball four. And Nick Tannelu works a walk to start off the sixth inning, and Chris Cease steps in.
Now batting number six, Chris Cease.
Cease 0-for-1 with a walk today. Their largest margin of defeat, 7 runs. That's happened twice. Once in Amarillo, once here in Midland on this road trip. The pitch. On the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Now trailing by 10. Tannelu takes his lead. Still being held on by the first baseman, Davidson. 0-1. Down low and inside to Cease, and it's one ball and one strike. Really excited to be heading back home when Frisco heads back. They'll see Wichita next week and a bunch of exciting things going on at the ballpark. 1-1 offering. Swinging a soft roller to short. Ironman comes up. It goes under his glove and sits down in the dirt. And Cease reaches on an error by Jeremy Ironman. Well, runners at first and second now for the Rough Riders on a walk and an error.
Now batting number one,
and Jax Biggers makes his way to the plate. The series opens with a 6:05 game on Tuesday against Wichita. Here's the stretch. And the offering into Biggers. Inside, one ball, no strikes. Then we'll have an education day. 11:05 a.m. game on the 10th. That's game two on Wednesday. And then the Thursday game is something we're really excited about. Not only is it Rowdy at the River presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. 1-0 pitch. High and away. Two balls, no strikes. It's also peaked in high school night. Get $2 off when you wear your Letterman jacket. And there's also a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway and a bunch of fun Peekton High School themes throughout the game. It's going to be great. Stretch in the 2-0. Inside. Three balls, no strikes. That Friday night coming up is Go Riders Night. The lineup necklace giveaway. Go spelled G-E-A-U-X. Go Riders. Here's the stretch. 3-0 pitch to Biggers. Down low on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 3-1. We have STEM night coming up on Saturday. Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics night. Allen ISD night as well. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, 3-2. Two aboard, nobody out, 12-2, Rough Riders trail top of the sixth. And it's Mother's Day and Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, as well as Bark in the Park on Sunday. We'll also wear the throwback jerseys, as we do every Sunday home game. Whole lot of fun going on. And Riders Field next week will be home for 2 weeks. It's going to be great. 3-2. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line. Calabuig giving chase, and he's under it to make the catch. Runners stay where they are at first and second. One away in the sixth inning for Scott Capers.
No bad. Great. Scott Capers.
Capers 0 for 1 today with a walk. Midland leading 12-2 in this top of the sixth inning. First pitch to Scott. He swings, fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. It was great talking to Scott earlier this week about his great start that he's off to offensively. He said he's always been used to providing everything on the defensive side, not really the offensive side. 0-1 pitch. He takes high. One ball, one strike. He's always been a guy who's, you know, a great teammate and a good defensive catcher and maybe could hit a few home runs here or there, but would not be a big offensive force. He's still a .221 career hitter in the minor leagues. 1-1. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's two balls and one strike. Entering into this game, hitting .296 with an almost .950 OPS. Three homers. He said this has been the best hitting part of my entire career, and it's been crazy to be looked at as an offensive weapon. The 1-2. Low and away. He said, I'll take it. And so will the Rough Riders, that's for sure. Just adding on to his value. He's already such a good catcher. The guys love him. You can hit a little bit, that's just going to add on to it. Time called. Capers steps out. 2-2 on him with two aboard, one out in the top of the sixth inning. 12-2, Midland out in front. His career high in homers came last year with 11. Two-two. He swings, fouls it back. Still two balls, two strikes. Capers has always been a really good athlete, but was never very fast. His dad, when he was in middle school, had him run track and field and cross country, had him do distance running. He was a really good distance runner. Here's the stretch. Look back towards second, the 2-2. Swinging a high fly ball to right field. Clark back a couple steps, not too far, and he makes the catch. Runners hold, two outs. Evan Carter digs in from the right side. 1-for-2 today with a walk. Riders trailing by 10.
Evan Carter.
Now, Capers said he prefers the distance running thing. He hated it, though. He was not a fan at all of distance running. His dad said it would be good for him for his stamina, and he said, well, he was right. Here's the stretch, and the pitch home to Carter. He swings, grounds it back up the middle. Ironman, the shortstop there. He fields, fires over to first, and gets Carter by a step for the final out of the sixth inning. The Rough Riders sat down after an error and a walk, put two aboard. No runs for the Riders, no hits, an error, two left on base. Bottom six coming up. It's 12-2, Frisco trailing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Were your best days in high school? If so, the Rough Riders have a day to honor you. On Thursday, May 11th, get $2 off a ticket when you wear your Letterman jacket to the game and enjoy a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway. Relive your glory days with the Riders and come out for Peekton High School night on Thursday, May 11th. First pitch is at 6:35 on May 11th against the Wichita Wind Surge in a rematch of last year's championship series. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Twelve-2 our score. Rough Riders trail into the top of the or the bottom half of the sixth inning. Denzel Clark leads it off just like he did in the fifth before Midland scored five runs. Juan Mejia back on the hill in the first pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Clark, Logan Davidson, J.J. Schwartz. Mejia peels back into his wind in the pitch. On the inside corner for a strike, 0-2. Well, Denzel Clark had a really tough season last year when he was promoted to high A. The 0-2 fouled straight back, and it's still no balls and two strikes. He got promoted up here to AAA as a 23-year-old, and in large part it was because of his performance in the Arizona Fall League. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a curveball away. One away and a four-pitch strikeout for Juan Mejia. Logan Davidson to the plate.
First baseman, Logan
Clark really had a lot of trouble with his mentality. They sent him to the Fall League, that being the A's, after the game. Or after the season, I should say. And he really worked on kind of just his confidence there. First pitch. Outside to Davidson, batting from the right side as a switch hitter for the first time today. That's what made all the difference for Clark. 1-0. Davidson watches down low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. He's a much better hitter from the left side of the plate than he is from the right side. The pitch. High drive out to deep left field. Cease looks up at the warning track, and it is gone. Wow. Logan Davidson homers for the first time this season as a right-handed batter. It's his third homer of the series. And the Rough Riders now trail 13-2. Logan Davidson having himself a series.
Designated hitter J.J. Schwartz.
He's now 5-for-13 with three homers. Juan Mejia's first pitch, a check swing, a strike called to J.J. Schwartz, and it's 0-1. He's walked twice and doubled today. Mejia back into his wind in the 0-1 pitch. Just off the outside corner, it misses. One ball and one strike. Rangers just about to start against the Angels in Anaheim. The 1-1. High off the outside corner, two balls, one strike. How crazy is it that the Rangers and the Angels are the two top teams in the American League West? If you would have had that at the beginning of the season at this point in the year, 2-1 is high, 3-1, and you would have said that that person is crazy. American League West is all over the place from where we expected it to be outside of the A's, who are by far the worst team. The pitch, swing and a miss on the breaking ball off the outside corner, and it's now 3-2. The A's and the Royals are tied as the worst team in baseball. Time call. Schwartz steps out. 8-26. Whereas the Rangers, 19-13, a game up on the Angels. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball, third base side, and foul. Still three balls, two strikes with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. One run in on a homer. It's 13-2 Midland. Houston and Seattle are locked in a series right now as well. It's the rubber game in their three-game set. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball low. Two strikeouts for Juan Mejia. Two outs and William Simonite steps in.
Catcher William Simonite.
Those two have first pitch coming up in just a few minutes as well. A two big series in the American League West. It's going to be hotly contested. The pitch on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. It'd be really tough to believe that Houston's going to remain one game over 500. A lot of talent on that team. 0-1. Check swing roller foul back behind home, and it's 0-2. Same with the Mariners. A lot of talent, even though Robbie Ray is out for the year. That rotation still very good. Julio Rodriguez not off to the start that everyone thought he'd be this season. Mejia looks over the top of his glove in the 0-2. Breaking ball, tap foul left side. Still 0-2. Rodriguez hitting just .215 to start the year. A .674 OPS. Ugly numbers from the rookie of the year last year. A lot of people had him as an MVP favorite this season. 0-2. Swinging a ground ball back to the hill under Mejia's glove out to second. So JC charges, picks, throws from second. And it's in time to get Simonite for the final out of the sixth. One run in on one hit. No errors, nobody left on base. Logan Davidson with a solo home run. Top seven next. Rough Riders trailing 13-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Justin Foskew, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Pitcher on the mound for the Midland Rockhounds as we roll our way to the top of the seventh inning. It's Calvin Coker who takes over, the Scottsdale, Arizona native. Former 15th round selection in 2018 out of Auburn. Third pitcher the Rockhounds move to. Out of the bullpen, it's 13-2, Frisco trails. Coker, 6'3", 174 pounds, 27 years old. Takes over for Dubin Feltman on the mound. Luis Angel Acuna, the first man to face Coker, the right-handed sidearm thrower. 2-3-4 in the Riders' order in the first pitch. Acuna watches outside, one ball, no strikes. 0-for-2 day for the Riders' shortstop with a walk. Rough Riders just trying to salvage some positive things offensively and on the pitching side of things in this game. The pitch. Swinging a line drive to short, up and over Ironman into left center for a base hit. Acuna around first, and he puts on the brakes. A leadoff single in the seventh inning for Luis Angel Acuna. Dustin Harris makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders a 13-2 deficit. Just trying to get through this game and get out of Dodge. Get back home. Not the way the Rough Riders wanted to end this road trip. Feels like there's a big difference between a 6-6 12-game roadie and a 5-7 one. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul into the Rockhounds dugout right side. 0-1. Harris is 0-3 with three pop-ups. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Off the outside corner away. One ball and one strike. Don't expect Acuna to go here with an 11-run deficit. Coker delivers in. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes on Harris. 10th appearance of the year for Coker. 1-1, a 5.56 ERA. 7 strikeouts and 11 in the third innings. We've seen him already in this series. He threw a scoreless inning in game 2. The 1-2. Swinging a ground ball, foul right side. And it's one ball and two strikes on Harris. That was back on Wednesday. Rough Riders lost that game after winning 11-2 in the opener. They fell 7-0 in game 2. One, two. Off the plate away. Two balls and two strikes on Harris. Acuna leads from first. Nobody out. Top of the 7th inning. Coker fires in. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. Harris goes fishing. And strikes out. First strikeout for Coker. Thomas Ajayi steps in. Lone Rough Runners runs a 2-run homer by Nick Tanelu back in the 3rd. On the other side, Midland has put up a run in the 1st, 6 in the 2nd, 5 in the 5th, and 1 more in the 6th. The pitch. In the air down the right side. Long run for Clark over towards the line, and he watches it go foul into the seats. 0-1. So JC singled back in the 3rd inning. No batting gloves. Feet close together. 0-1. He swings, pops it skyward again right side. Davidson, the first baseman, gives it a look, but that one's well out of play. Into the seats. 0-2. Fans go chasing after it. Oh, one took a spill. And it's an adult that grabs it and gives it to the kid who fell over. Oh, another one just fell over the seats. Oh, they're rolling in the aisles trying to get a baseball. 0-2 on Sejasi. The right-hander's pitch. Swinging a hard ground ball to short. Ironman up with it. On to second for one. Throw to first. Got them both. Double play. And the inning is over for the Rough Riders. 6-4-3 double play turned by the Rockhounds. Everything's going their way here in this series finale. No runs a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base for the Riders. It's time to stretch. Bottom of the 7th inning coming up. Our score, it's the Rockhounds 13, the Rough Riders 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on price, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Baseball is a game for the keen-minded, and that's especially true at Riders Field on May 13th for STEM Night. Partnered with Allen ISD Night, local STEM teams will be showcasing projects in robotics and more. Plus, community partners from Huntington Learning Center, Mathnasium, and McGraw-Hill will be at the ballpark helping put on a great night and spotlighting our future community leaders. It's a STEM Around the Bases experience on May 13th. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Chase Scalabrine. Juan Mejia back to the hill for the Rough Riders in the home half of the 7th inning, trailing 13-2. Chase Kalibuig leads it off in the nine hole in the first pitch. Curveball whacked in the air to center field. That's in for a base hit. Kalibuig has his third hit today. He's a double, well, I guess a double and a triple shot in the cycle. He's just homered and singled twice. All right, it's that kind of day. Back up to the top of the order, Cooper Bowman.
Second baseman, Cooper Bowman.
Bowman, 1-for-4 today. Single came back in the second inning. 13 runs today. The most that the Rough Riders have allowed on the season. The pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Bowman. Previous high, 12 runs by Amarillo. And their 10-run comeback earlier in this road trip. 0-1. High pop-up right side. Tanalu back a couple steps. The first baseman into foul ground. Reaches out, makes a basket catch. One away. Lawrence Butler steps in. Riders trailing by 11.
Butler
a two-run double in the fifth. 2-for-4 today with a couple runs scored, a couple runs knocked in. Mejia looks in. He's ready. And he brings in the pitch. Down low and inside. One ball, no strikes. Not a hard thrower. His fastball will be in the mid-80s from the left side. Nothing straight, though. He's ready from the stretch in the 1-0. Breaking ball grounded out to first. Tanalu picks. Throws down to second for one. Acuna back to first. Not in time. Almost a 3-6-3 double play. Instead, just a fielder's choice for two outs. Butler at first base. And Harris stands in. He's 3-for-4 today. He's knocked in four runs. A solo homer, RBI single, two-run single. .23 RBIs, most of the team. Runner at first, two down. The pitch. Fastball outside corner, a strike. 0-1. Mejia eating up innings just like John Matthews did. 0-1. Swinging a fly ball out to shallow left field. Chris Cease coming in. Into a trot. Reaches up, makes the catch for the final out in the seventh inning. Oh, nice work by Juan Mejia. No runs on a hit. No errors. And one runner left on base. Top of the eighth inning next. Rough Riders trailing 13-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This year, kids can help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their best artwork by April 24th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the eighth inning, Kellen Strom, Nick Tanalu, Chris Cease due up for the Rough Riders. Strom 0-for-3 today, looking for his first hit. Frisco trailing 13-2 in this top of the eighth inning. A beautiful warm day here in Midland. 90 degrees. First pitch. Strom watches inside. One ball, no strikes. Calvin Coker back out, the right-handed sidearm thrower. The stretch and the 1-0 pitch. Off the plate away, two balls, no strikes. 13 runs, 14 hits, one error for Midland. Frisco, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. 2-0. Inside. 3 balls, no strikes. Coker working from the third base side of the rubber. He's ready from this drive. And the offering home. On the inside corner for a strike, 3-1. Let's take a look around the league at some other games going on. One game tonight, that's Amarillo and Corpus Christi. Kickoff at 6. 3-1. Swinging a ground ball to short. Jeremy Ironman scoops it up and slings sidearm onto first base for the out. One away, and Nick Tanelu steps in.
Now batting number 57, Nick Tanelu.
In terms of games in action, San Antonio leads Tulsa 5-4. It was 5-1, so Tulsa mounting a comeback. Arkansas blowing out Springfield 10-1. That's in the bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch to Taney. Down the heart of the plate for a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Wichita trailing Northwest Arkansas 4-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll see Wichita next week. The pitch. Tanelu watches one outside. And it's 1-1 and a rematch of the Texas League Championship Series last year. Ryan Hinder, the 1-1. Fouled back by Tanelu. 1-2. Riders trailing by 11. As for the Texas Rangers affiliates, Round Rock just underway. The pitch is grounded out to short. Ironman to his right this time. Picks, crow hops, and fires over for the out. 2 away. Chris C. stands in. Rough Riders trailing 13-2 here in the top of the eighth inning.
Six, Chris C.
Reno with a couple runs in the bottom half of the first inning against a newly acquired pitcher, James Marvel, who signed as a free agent earlier today. The pitch on the inside corner to Cease. It's 0-1. Two nothing, Reno out in front. 0-1 toss. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Jersey Shore in the top of the ninth inning out in front of Hickory 3-2. That game being played in Hickory. Downeastern Frederick will play tonight at 5 o'clock. The pitch is drilled out to right field. Down the line, Clark going back at the warning track. And he makes the catch. Side comes to a close for the Rough Riders in the eighth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom eight coming up. Rough Riders trailing 13-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the eighth inning, Rough Riders trailing the Rockhounds 13-2, and they turn to Antoine Kelly on the mound. Kelly, the fourth pitcher used by Frisco today, takes over for Juan Mejia. Mejia went 2 2/3 innings, surrendering three runs, all earned, on five hits. Struck out two and didn't walk a batter. Jeremy Eierman steps in from the right side. And Kelly, the left-hander's first pitch. Slider low in the dirt, one ball, no strikes. Antoine Kelly picked up the save two nights ago. His first of the season with a scoreless ninth inning. Just walking one batter. The one ball, no strike pitch. Fastball grounded foul left side. And it's 1-1. Kelly, fastball, slider, and changeup. That fastball and slider combination are the best pitches for him. Fastball will be in the upper 90s. Touch 99 miles an hour. And the slider in the upper 80s. A lot of downward bite to it. And sweeping action. He stretches. The 1-1 pitch. Ripped foul back behind home on a fastball. One ball and two strikes. 97 mile an hour heat. Juan Mejia out of the game. Kelly brings in the 1-2. Slider outside. Two balls, two strikes. A 23-year-old Kelly, native of Chicago, pitching in his eighth game for the Rough Riders, a 2.79 ERA. A lot of walks. 12 walks to 11 strikeouts in 9 2/3 innings. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a line drive to left field, base hit. Jeremy Eierman singles to lead things off in the eighth inning.
Right fielder,
Denzel Clark makes his way to the plate. Oh for 3 today with a sac fly. First pitch. Fastball, bottom of the zone, inside corner, a strike, 0-1. Eierman leads from first. Riders trail by 11 in the home half of the eighth. The pitch grounded foul left side. 0-2. Not sure who Frisco is going to turn to in their rotation next week, as things have been shaken up a little bit with two bullpen guys this series. 0-2. Down low and inside. One ball, two strikes. Kind of an interesting situation in the Rough Riders bullpen. And also on the starting side of things. If the rotation were to continue the way that we expect it to, here's the stretch. And the 1-2, down low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. What it should be is we should see Tekoa Roby start the opener. And Garcia, Leiter, and White go the next three. 2-2. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still two balls, two strikes. Still waiting exactly to see on what the rotation's going to look like, if there are any roster moves coming for the Rough Riders from the Rangers organization. It's been a pretty steady rotation through the first few weeks, and then Nick Krauth got bumped up. It's great for him. 2-2. Swing and a miss, and a nasty slider down low and inside for strike three. First strikeout for Kelly. Runner at first, one out, and Logan Davidson steps in, 13-2, Rockhounds leading.
First baseman, Logan Davidson.
Here's the stretch. And the offering into Davidson. High pop-up, right side foul out of play, 0-1. Davidson's had a great day. Home run in the sixth inning, single walk, three runs scored, an RBI, stole a base as well. His home run in the sixth inning was his first home run as a right-handed batter this year. The switch hitter still batting right-handed, the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball foul. Left side, it's 0-2. The single earlier in the inning from Ironman, the 15th Midland hit. Kelly ready from the stretch. He brings it home. Breaking ball popped up, right side, foul territory. Tanalu over towards the Midland dugout, and it's out of his reach. Still no balls, two strikes on Davidson. 0-1 was about 6-7 feet deep into the dugout, too far over the railing for Tanalu. Kelly goes back to work. If Antoine Kelly can hone that command in, he could be an elite-level reliever. He stretches. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the slider. It's pitches like that. Two away in the eighth inning. Runner at first and J.J. Schwarz stands in. That pitch is so nasty. The slider down low and inside to right-handed batters. And when he faces lefties, he throws almost behind them with his sidearm delivery. Randy Johnson-esque. It's so nasty. Just that command. Same thing Randy dealt with early in his career. First pitch to Schwarz is on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. On for 2 days for Schwarz. Randy Johnson really struggled with his command in the minor leagues. And then also in the major leagues. People forget in the beginning of his career. The 1-0. Low, and it's one ball and one strike. People say that the story goes anyway. And he talked with Nolan Ryan, who talked to Johnson about his plant foot. And once he made that little change, it completely changed his entire career when he was in Seattle. He led Major League Baseball for 3 years in a row in walks by a pitcher from 1990 to 1992. The pitch is inside. It's two balls and one strike. And in 1992, he led the league in strikeouts, walks, and hit batters. A 3.77 ERA. There's the stretch of the 2-1. Down low and inside. Three balls, one strike. Runner at first. Runners trail by 11, bottom half of the eighth inning. And then he walked 99 in 1993 and never went on to walk more than 76 in a season the rest of his career. And he was throwing 250 innings a season, basically. 3-1 toss. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home. And it's three balls, two strikes. Caught a big piece of Schwarz on his left side. Ouch. Well, he went from, you know, around 5 to 7 walks per nine to, in his heyday, he was around 2.5 to even fewer walks per nine. Just incredible change in his command. And Randy Johnson is obviously a very high comparison to make, but when you watch Antoine Kelly, you see flashes of it. Five-time Cy Young winner, Hall of Famer Randy Johnson, one of the best pitchers in baseball history. Four-time ERA winner, World Series champion, 10-time All-Star. Here's the stretch. 3-2 pitch. Runner takes off. It's inside for ball four. The runners at first and second, two outs, and William Simonite steps in. 13-2, Midland leads. Automatically eighth inning. When he was in AA in 1987 with the Montreal Expos organization, the pitch misses just a bit low, and it's one ball and no strikes. In 140 innings in AA, He walked 128 batters. He also struck out 163. But a whip at almost 1.70. The pitch is fouled back. 1-1. Double A Jackson. Stuff is incredible to look back at those numbers. Kelly Reddy's in the 1-1. Down low and inside. 2 balls, 1 strike. 2 aboard. Bottom of the 8th inning. Rough Riders trailing 13-2. Runners at first and second. It's Ironman at second base and Shores at first. 2-1 offering to Simonite. Low. Misses with a fastball at 98, and it's 3-1. Frisco has about a 5.5-hour bus ride coming up back to Frisco. 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball outside. Ball 4, the bases are now loaded. Chase Kalibwig making his way to the plate. 9-hole. John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, staying in the dugout.
Left fielder Chase Kalibwig.
Kalibwig 3-for-3. 2-run homer, walk, RBI single, single, the pitch. Fastball dots the outer edge for a strike at 97, and it's 0-1. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. A 1 offering. Ground ball to the left side of the infield. Biggers has it at third. Fires across the diamond, and it's in time to retire the side in the 8th. No runs on a hit. No errors. 3 left on base. Top of the 9th inning coming up. Frisco trails 13-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
It's time for the top of the 9th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
To the top of the 9th inning, Rough Riders trailing by 11 in this series finale. Jax Biggers to start it off for Frisco. 8-9-1, Biggers, Capers, and then Evan Carter at the top of the order. And time called as the ball got loose in center field from the berm. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. And Coker delivers home. Fastball clips the outer edge for a strike. It's 0-1. Rough Riders have the bus ride back and then 2 weeks at home in Frisco. Can't wait. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Just off the outside corner. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Biggers today, 1-for-3. The offering in. Swing and a miss. Out in front. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes on Jax. Wichita's off to a tough start this year. Rough Riders will come in with a better record, even though they'll be one game over 500. The pitch is grounded foul at the plate, and it's one ball and two strikes still. It'll be the first time that the Rough Riders are one game under 500 if they fall today, since the third game of the year. Wichita trailing Northwest Arkansas currently. They're 10-16 on the season. The offering in. Biggers swings and misses at a ball in the dirt. Skips behind Simonite all the way back to the backstop. Biggers easily makes it to first. It's a strikeout and a wild pitch. Allows Biggers to get to first base. It's the second strikeout for Calvin Coker. Scott Capers makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders trailing 13-2. Capers 0-for-2 with a walk today. First pitch. He fouls it straight back, 0-1. Wyatt Sparks got the start for the Rough Riders today, his first career AA start. Didn't go the way he would have liked, allowing 7 runs over an inning and a third on 7 hits. The pitch simmers outside, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders trailing by 11 would be their largest loss of the season. The pitch on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2 on Scott Capers. Pitch in. Line to short on one hop. Ironman backhands onto second for one. Throw to first. Double play. 6-4-3, two outs. Evan Carter, the final hope for the Rough Riders.
Now batting number 11, Evan Carter.
1-for-3 today, single and a walk. Coker stretches and delivers. Low and outside, 1-0. Game number 27 of this 2023 year. 1-0. Carter watches on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. Games like these will certainly happen over the course of a season. You never want them to happen, but they do. The 1-1. Check swing roller down the first baseline. Carter watches it go foul. 1-2, and the Riders are down to their final strike. Carter stands back in from the left side. 13-2, Midland leads. The pitch. Carter swings and misses for strike three, and there's your ball game. Rough Riders drop the finale 13-2, the final score against the Midland Rockhounds. We'll bring it down to the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The ballpark is always a place for invigorating sights and sounds, and that's even more true on May 19th for Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. Come out for a Rough Riders game and meet animal ambassadors from the Dallas Zoo and a variety of animals, one of which will throw out the first pitch. Check out the Roadhouse Pavilion during the game to meet with the animal ambassadors and their companions from the Dallas Zoo. Animal lovers, get your tickets for May 19th now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back into Midland. We'll get you out quickly here on the post-game show as we got to get on the road. We got to get home back to Frisco. The Rough Riders drop it 13-2 to the Midland Rockhounds. Final line scores for both teams, 13 runs, 15 hits, one error for Midland. Rough Riders, two runs on five hits and no errors in today's game. The Rough Riders just couldn't get it going on the offensive side tonight or on the pitching side. They go 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Midland on the other side goes 7-for-12. Frisco, the loss goes to Wyatt Sparks in his AA debut as a starter, allowing seven runs over an inning and a third. Durbin Feltman gets the win, his first in a Midland Rockhounds uniform in this series finale. The Rough Riders will take on the Wichita Wind Surge for the first game of a six-game series at 6:05 starting on Tuesday. We'll be at 11:05 the next day, 6:35 the next two. And then 7:05 and 4:05 to finish out the series. So really excited to be back at home for 2 weeks. Rough Riders will welcome in Wichita and Amarillo in back-to-back series at home. And Frisco tries to get back above the 500 mark after falling below it for the first time since the third game of the season today. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast today. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. For our gracious hosts here in Midland and for all of us with the Frisco Rough Riders organization, including my broadcast partner, Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you on Tuesday at 5:50 for the pregame show before the Rough Riders take on the Wichita Wind Surge. Rough Riders drop it 13-2 tonight. Have a great weekend and a great day off on Monday. We'll talk to you on Tuesday and have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!